I'm Millie O'Brien. I'm the host of the Deep Resilience podcast. And in this podcast, I'm going to be sharing with you the right tools, skills, and insights that you need to stay mentally strong, no matter what life is throwing your way right now. I'm here to support you, coach you, and comfort you as you navigate through the hard times of your life. When we're going through grief, this is a time that is painful, scary, and really difficult to endure. It's really easy to feel totally overwhelmed, alone, and debilitated in times like that. And to tip into ways of coping that are not supportive or nourishing, ultimately, we can end up making an already difficult time much, much harder for ourselves. So today, I want to offer you four questions to ask yourself in times of grief. And these contemplations aim to help you navigate what you're going through in a gentle, life-affirming, and rejuvenating way. So the first question to ask yourself is, do you have enough support around you at the moment? You know, I ask this because after working with many clients over the years, I know that many of us will tend to hide, withdraw socially, or try to do it all on our own. You don't have to do this alone. It's okay, and it's important to reach out for support to friends, to therapists, to free hotlines, for any kind of support. And so I'm just inviting you right now, I'm just offering you here a few moments to just contemplate, do you have enough support? And if you don't have enough support, what are some steps that you can take to get some more of it in your life? Just contemplating that now. Second question is, are you allowing yourself enough space to rest and slow down? In times of grief, we often underestimate that our energy reserves are low and we just keep pushing on. We push our body and we push our mind, but our body and mind are carrying a lot of extra load, a lot of extra stress in times of grief. And we often need some more space and time to rest and to find stillness. Are you getting the space you need? Are you getting the rest you need? Just take a few moments to contemplate the answer to that question. Perhaps just considering, you know, have you been getting more tired, more foggy headed, more worn down, more depleted? And just also contemplating now, what could you be doing then to offer yourself some more space and time, the space and time you need to rejuvenate? Yeah, to refresh, to stay strong as you navigate this tricky time. What are some specific things you could do? Okay, the third thing that I want to ask you is, are there things you're doing to cope at the moment that are actually feeling quite life draining for you or unhelpful for you? Now, I just want to say it's totally understandable to want some relief from what you're going through. There's no judgment about that. I've been there. I've done it myself. So it's totally understandable, but sometimes we can end up kind of tipping into making things much harder for ourselves. So it's not about judgment. It's about just checking in and seeing how you can look after yourself better. So just taking some time to contemplate what, if anything, you might like to change. Just small shifts can be really moving you in a life-affirming direction. So just thinking, is there anything you're doing that's a bit life-draining or unhelpful? What can you do that would be more life-affirming? And the final question I want to offer you is, could you be kinder to yourself during this time? You know, sometimes we're really hard on ourselves. We blame ourselves. We judge ourselves. We feel like we should be doing better. Sometimes we neglect our body and mind during these times of grief. How can you give yourself the compassion and the care that you actually really need right now? Could you let go of some of the judgment or the unhelpful thinking patterns and give yourself a break? Could you do nurturing things for yourself like warm baths, walks in nature, favorite foods, time with friends, funny movies? Just take a moment to consider now how maybe you could be a little bit more kind to yourself, a little bit more compassionate to yourself. Can you come up with at least one thing that you could do in the next day or two to look after yourself? So wherever you are, whatever's going on for you, you deserve support. You deserve kindness. You deserve rest and nourishment right now. So I encourage you to ponder the answers to these questions today and to take action based on the answers, to look after yourself, to strengthen yourself, to refresh and rejuvenate yourself. I'm wishing you ease and strength and compassion in the days ahead. Sending my blessings to you all, and I'll see you on the next episode. If you know someone who you think might benefit from listening to this episode, share it with them. Sharing it could really help them to feel better and improve the quality of their life. And if you found this episode helpful, remember to subscribe to this podcast so that you can receive more tips on growing your inner strength and keep practicing along with us every week. And if you'd like some more support in becoming mentally, emotionally, and spiritually stronger, come check out the offerings I have to support you on my website at melieobryan.com. As well as coaching and course options, I also have a bunch of free resources for you, including a free deep resilience care package, which you can begin to use right away to get some immediate relief from stress and suffering, improve your resilience and mental well-being, and help you navigate whatever you're going through with more wisdom, skill, and confidence. You can find the links for all of that in the show notes. Thanks again for tuning in. Take care and stay strong.